May 24, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Generous Giving. Opening Prayer. Father, the one through whom all blessings flow, help me to share who you are with those around me. Help them to see you through me and in my actions. Read 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 1 through 20. Gifts for building the temple. Then King David said to the whole assembly, "My son Solomon, the one whom God has chosen, is young and inexperienced. The task is great because this palatial structure is not for man, but for the Lord God. With all my resources, I have provided for the temple of my God, gold for the gold work, silver for the silver, bronze for the bronze, iron for the iron, and wood for the wood, as well as onyx for the settings, turquoise, stones of various colors, and all kinds of fine stone and marble, all of these in large quantities. Besides, in my devotion to the temple of my God, I now give my personal treasures of gold and silver for the temple of my God, over and above everything I have provided for this holy temple, 3,000 talents of gold, gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver, for the overlaying of the walls of the buildings, for the gold work and the silver work, and for all the work to be done by the craftsmen. Now, who is willing to consecrate themselves to the Lord today?" Then the leaders of families, the officers of the tribes of Israel, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, and the officials in charge of the king's work gave willingly. They gave toward the work of on the temple of God 5,000 talents, and 10,000 derricks of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron. Anyone who had precious stones gave them to the treasury of the temple of the Lord in the custody of Jehiel the Gershonite. The people rejoiced at the willing response of their leaders, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord. David the king also rejoiced greatly. David's Prayer. David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying, "Praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and honor to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. We are foreigners and strangers in your sight, as were all our ancestors. Our days on earth are like a shadow, without hope. Lord, our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building you a temple for your holy name comes from your hand, and all of it belongs to you. I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. All these things I have given willingly and with honest intent. And now I have seen with joy how willingly your people who are here have given to you. Lord, the God of our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, keep these desires and thoughts in the hearts of your people forever, and keep their hearts loyal to you. And give my son Solomon the wholehearted devotion to keep your commands, statutes, and decrees, and to do everything to build the palatial structure for which I have provided." Then David said to the whole assembly, "Praise the Lord your God." So they all praised the Lord, the God of their fathers. They bowed down, prostrating themselves before the Lord and the king. Reflect. How do you express your pride in something well done? Modern readers might balk at the way David seems to be showing off here. Look at all I've amassed for the temple. Oh, and I'm giving this huge amount from my own purse. However, leaders need to lead by example, even if less ostentatiously. David was setting an example and inspiring the assembly to give generously themselves. And along with the generous giving was great joy. In verse 7, there is a mention of derricks of gold. The chronicler's readers may have been bemused by the thought of the lavishness, which was all gone for them, but they would have known the Daric, a coin of the Persian Empire, first minted in the reign of Darius I, 5 centuries after David. The message was very apt for them. They have seen the building, in fits and starts, of the Second Temple with the background of later Old Testament prophets urging them to give and get on with it. Israel, after the exile, faced the same challenge as those of David's time. Generosity is a measure of thankfulness for God's own generosity. David's prayer in verses 10 through 19 is heartfelt. Words in verses 11 and 14 have often been used as an offertory prayer in today's churches. Today's temple is made up of people, living stones, as we saw yesterday, but the need is the same, the giving of oneself, expressed by the giving of one's wealth. So the chronicler is preaching to us too. We may not have the vast wealth that David had, but all that we have comes from the Lord, and it is of his own that we give him. We can give him nothing that he doesn't first give us, something worth remembering when we're hesitant to be as generous as we might be. And then there's the joy. Apply. Review your giving and your attitude toward it. Closing prayer. Thank you, Lord, for all you have given me, everything I need and more. Help me to be generous with those gifts, with who you have made me, with my energy, time, and resources.